skirtless with all of the make. Shave your face with Blue Star Blades.
Friends, no razor blades are sharper than Blue Star Blades. So why pay more? Switch to Blue Star and get the quickest, smoothest shave you ever had. You'll agree, Blue Star Blades win on face value.
Why pay more for razor blades when you pay for noises?
And now, transcribed from Hollywood, the American Safety Razor Corporation, makers of Blue Star Razor Blades, present the Red Skelton Show. With Red Skelton, David Rawls, the Gorgeous and Marine Tunnel, Pat McGee, and Dick Ryan, and the Smith Twins will be me, Rod O'Connor. Now, the star of our program, Red Skelton.
Thank you. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Hiya, Rod.
Hello, Red. Hey, I hear you were a big success at the dinner the other night.
Oh,
were there a lot of big stars there?
Oh, yeah. The autograph collectors had a cute gag.
Uh-huh.
They asked the stars to autograph full pages, you see, and bit players, they asked their sign just half pages.
Well, why are you so disappointed?
Did you ever try to sign a spit ball? You know, there were a lot of autograph seekers outside the stage door tonight as I came in, and someone yelled, "Red Skelton's in the crowd." And they all turned around and looked at me.
Gee, I'd be so embarrassed.
I was sorry I yelled. One guy ran up with his fountain pen, stuck at my arm, and he says, "Would you sign this in blood, buddy?"
Gee, Red,
yeah, but I didn't notice the rain was so unusual.
Of course, but driving to work tonight, I broke one of my oars.
See, they write these during the rainy days, and then when the sun comes out, everybody forgets it.
You know, the California weather sure has been rugged out here lately. First we have rain, and then it freezes. What do you think is the cause of it?
I think the Chamber of Commerce has overdone it. They tell the rest of the country what wonderful weather we have here in California.
Mm-hmm.
They've got them convinced it's so wonderful that even the eastern weather is moving out here now. Hey, you know the song that says, you know the song, "California, here I come"? Brother, when you say it nowadays, it means something. You know, the guy sitting in a bar out in the valley, and he says to the other guy, "Well, here's mud in your eye." Just when the whole wall came in.
Well, tell me, Red, how's your new electric blanket working out on these freezing nights?
Oh, fine. It keeps me as warm as toast. But, of course, when it's time to wake up, it pops me right out of bed. Last night, it was really cold, though. I caught it trying to crawl under me. You know, last night it was so cold that my pillow and my sheet fought to see who'd get under the blanket first. It was so cold last night, my shorts was wearing my long underwear. Hey, to change the subject, you know, Rod, I'm not freezing.
You're not?
No.
Well, this too should be a good year, but I'm really worried about it being leap year.
Oh?
But some pretty girl starts making advances.
This lad should have a man-to-man talk with 6-year-old boys.
Here are the Smith Twins now to sing of Grand Central Station.
Call it the living room as far as we Maverick's face. One of the sharpest characters in town.
Ground and honed in oil, made of the finest blue steel, Blue Star blades, keen and sharp as blades can be. Yes, men, no razor blades are sharper than Blue Star. No blades give you quicker, slicker, smoother shaves time and time again. And it's all because, like the highest price blades, Blue Star blades are ground and honed in oil. And they're made of the finest blue steel. Yet, Blue Star blades are economical, as the regular package of single or double edge, 10 cents. And the large economy size dispensers save you even 5 Blue Star blades. Remember the name, Blue Star, a precision product by ASR. You'll agree, Blue Star wins on face value. So,
buy pay more for razor blades when you pay for
Now we open our skeleton scrapbook of satire to the stories on doctors and hospitals. Chapter 34, The Ambulance Driver.
Mr. Lovelock, the phone is ringing.
Well, I hear it. I think I thought it was. Which bell ringers or something?
Mr. Lovelock, you'd better answer that phone if you want to keep your job.
I don't care if I keep my job or not. You understand? I don't care whether I keep my job or not.
Sick people. Nothing but sick people around here. Everybody in the place is sick. Everybody's sick. Even the windows have pain.
You're going to be the slowest ambulance driver in this country.
Let's go. We'll go pick up this guy.
Are we in?
Yes, now we are.
You ain't really going to drive, are you?
Why not?
Because every time you drive, we look in worse shape than the people we pick up.
Same when I drive. We don't have to go so far to the accident.
Oh,
boy.
Boy,
let's show
him
how to handle him.
Get out of the way,
Corey,
you dope.
Get out of the way. Hey, take it easy going around them curves.
Look, if you're scared, do what I do. Close your eyes.
Nothing to worry about as long as one wheel is on the ground.
Yeah, but the only one touching is the spare.
Yes.
Where are we going?
I don't know. It depends on what kind of a life you've led.
where'd the call come from?
Let's see. The address was ought, double ought, nothing. That's that born nothing street. Well, I know a haircut up this. I know a shortcut. I'm looking here now, and I will go up this road here. And through that store.
But really, this is a dead end street.
I know what I'm doing.
Oh, well, a lucky break.
We won't have to wait for the ambulance.
Chapter 35, The Society Doctor, or Kildare, was here.
Well, good morning, Doctor.
Good morning.
You're early.
Yes.
It's only 3 o'clock.
Yes, the champagne was pretty weak last night. It was like water.
Fact, it was water.
There are a few reports.
Oh?
Mrs. John Murray took her last suntan treatment, and she's brown as a berry.
Good. Now we'll get her back. Send her a bill, and she'll turn white as a sheet.
Oh, and here's a check for H.T. Friedman.
$50,000 for a little checkup.
Did you take his toll?
No, is it missing? Oh, well, would you call the satellite people and order me a new convertible, will you?
But you have one downstairs, no?
I know, but it's heading in the wrong direction. Not only that, the ashtrays are full. Send whoever's in the office in, will you?
Oh, good morning, sir. The doctor will see you. Here's your bill, $25.
But I just came in.
I know. We have a threshold charge. Are you sitting here, please? You're patient, doctor.
I'm very patient, yes. Oh, how are you? Now, my good man, what seems to be the trouble? Speak up, my good man. Speak up, speak up. Speak up, my good man. Speak up, speak up. Speak up, speak up, speak up.
Give me a chance, will you?
It's the needle stuff.
Well, doctor, I've been having a little trouble with my ears.
Oh, outside of the fact they're both on the same side of your head.
I don't see anything wrong with it.
I'll send for Dr. Lam Thompson. He's our diagnostician.
What?
He's the guy to tell you what's wrong with you.
Yes, doctor.
Examine this man, will you?
Look, I know what's wrong with me. It's my ears. Step in here and remove your clothing, please.
What?
You can only step in here and remove your clothing.
They're up here.
Step right in here. It'll only take a second. There, you see, it only took a second. Here's your bill, $75.
What did you find, doctor?
Bad ears.
Bad ears. I better send for Dr. Immerman.
Hey, yes, doctor.
Hello.
He was with me the night I saw that English movie.
I've got a patent for you. A patient for you.
Doesn't know when you'll be out.
Yes, sir. You an ear specialist?
Yes, sir. Now, where are you, Mr. Pitchfield?
They're up there.
Here. Wait a minute. You're looking at the wrong one. It's the right ear.
Oh. Well, in that case, I can't do anything for you. You see, I'm an ear specialist.
I'll get Dr. Bancroft. He's the right ear specialist.
Never mind, you're making my blood boil.
That'll be $25 for sterilizing your system. maybe I could help you. What is wrong with your ears?
I keep hearing things.
You keep hearing things, huh? Like people's voices?
Why, yes.
That explains.
You hear bells?
Yes.
Yes, I do hear bells.
You hear bells because of the ringing in your ears.
Well, can you cure me, Doc?
Sure. Take 5 of these and your trouble will be over.
Well, what are they, pills?
No, shotgun.
They rolls the orchestra with an old favorite, Always.
Thank you. face when your face won't know you did.
That's right, Junior. Why pay more for razor blades when your face won't know you did? No razor blades at any price are sharper than Blue Star blades. And no razor blades at any price give you quicker, smoother shaves. That's because Blue Star blades are made of the finest blue steel. Like high price blades, they're ground and honed in oil. And yet, Blue Star blades, either single or double edged, cost you only 10 cents in the regular package. And you save even more money when you buy the large economy size dispenser. So, man, remember, for the quickest, smoothest, most economical shave you can get, get Blue Star blades. Yes, why pay more for razor blades when your face won't know you did?
Speak up, faces. Tell your bodies to get Blue Star blades.
Tonight, our Skeleton Scrapbook of Satire presents a story entitled The Tooth, The Whole Tooth, and Nothing But the Tooth. Chapter 122 is entitled G.I. Dentist. Before a man is separated from the Army, he must go through a complete physical checkup. This includes a visit to the dentist. This is the story of Cauliflower McPuff.
Mother's name.
Mother?
What's your father's name?
I'm sorry you mentioned him, you see. He died when he was 6 years old.
How could he be your father if he was only 6 years old?
He left a complete book of instructions with mother.
And she followed it to the letter.
Say, would you do me a favor and drive me nuts? Would you answer the phone, please?
Your rank.
What's that?
Your rank.
Well, you're not so hot to tell. Want to get personal? I'm a private first class.
What rank of service?
Oh, in a tree I can hang on. I'm in field artillery.
What do you do?
I had a very important job, you know.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Every time the gun is fired, I put my finger in the captain's ear.
For how long have you been in the service?
4 years, 6 months, and 10 tons of spam.
Take this paper down the hall.
In that night, there's a little cat with a bell around his neck. Yes, Corporal, sir. I'll see you later, sir. Mademoiselle from Armentieres for the Bulls. Mademoiselle from Armentieres for the Bulls. I wonder which door I go in. Let's see, I'll try this one.
Do you want gas, Colonel? No, I like to feel like a combat man. You can clean my teeth without anesthetic.
Well, boy, for him. That was for the officers. Let's see now. Maybe this is for the enlisted men. Mm-hmm. You know, Dick's liable to replace the firing squad. I'm getting out of here, boy. I'm getting out of here.
Just a second, Private.
Not the private.
Are you here to have your teeth x-rayed?
Yes, I'm getting out, though.
Well, just step in here. Oh, sit in that chair. Oh, Miss Michael.
Yes, Major.
Prepare this man for the examination.
Oh, did you drop another one? Goody.
Okay, go ahead. Prepare me for the examination. We all got to go sooner or later.
Well, nurse, how does the teeth look?
Well, this rear molar doesn't look too good.
Hmm? Oh, yes, it does look bad.
Get your head out of my mouth, will you?
Well, I guess I'd better pull it. Here, I'll give you this tablet. It's a painkiller.
A painkiller? Yes. Are you sure it will kill the pain?
This will kill anything. It's pure arsenic.
Isn't arsenic poison?
Yes, in a way. 99 9/10 of the human race is allergic to it. But you may be the 0.1% that arsenic won't hurt. Now, here.
That ain't no gamble at all.
Look, just hold your mouth open for 1 second.
Yeah, I'll open my mouth, but don't hurt me. No, hurt me.
There. Did that hurt?
No, but I could have saved you a lot of time by just handing them to you. You see, I wear four teeth.
Shelton Show, presented by the makers of Blue Star Razor Blades. No razor blades are sharper. No razor blades give you quicker, smoother shaves than Blue Star Blades. So next time, ask for Blue Blue Star, a precision product by ASR. And you'll agree.
I've signed them all for saving you, and Blue Star gets my bill. So why pay more for razor blades when your bank won't know you did?
Thanks for letting us come into your home, and we'll be with you again next week. And this is Red Skelton saying goodbye now. Thanks for listening, and don't forget, Blue Star Blades.
Join us again next week for the Red Skelton Show. Copyrighted feature transcribed from Hollywood.